Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly cloudy with occasional sunshine today, high near 43. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 24. Lingering clouds early on Thursday, then increasing sun, high near 40 degrees. Thursday night, mainly clear, low near 23. Sunny on Friday, high near 48. Friday night, low of 25. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 23.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. Medical providers are saying anticipated staffing shortages amid surging coronavirus cases could hit rural hospitals especially hard because smaller communities have more limited options for finding providers to cover for sick workers. The Kansas Hospital Association reports about 44% of the state's hospitals on Monday were anticipating staffing shortages this week amid an expected rise in COVID-19 cases following the Thanksgiving holiday. Five rural Kansas counties, Rush, Republic, Ellsworth, Rawlins, and Kearney, rank in the top 25 counties in the nation with the most new cases per capita in the past 14 days. Officials in the Sunflower State say they're concerned about the state's 911 service after a nearly three-hour shortage across southern Kansas over the weekend. Officials say it's at least the third disruption to 911 service within the state within the last 4 years. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
So you missed Black Friday and Cyber Monday? Well, Rusty Act Ford just made those deals even better. In addition to discounts up to $14,000 off every new Ford in stock, to celebrate upcoming 2021, you can buy every new Ford with just $21 down. Get every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more with discounts up to $14,000 off MSRP. Plus, buy with just $21 out of pocket. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. Black Friday deals just got better. Only at Rusty Act Ford. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyActFord.com.
Offer balance, select in-stock vehicles with a credit plus tax and base. Example 2020 Ford Expedition Utility. Stock 2 deal for support. MSRP 2,080. Plus, you just got 8,000. Alternative factory entry, 89,000. Sale price 4,180. Level qualified. All Ford rebates, 50. Prior sales excluded. Offer expired December 31st, 2020.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt issued a statement yesterday regarding the investigation of State Representative Michael Capps referred to him from the office of the Sedgwick County District Attorney. Schmidt said his office was asked to review results from the investigation conducted by the DA's office. He said he was asked to look into Capps' behavior and determine whether the facts and the law supported filing a civil action seeking a court order to oust Capps as a state representative. Schmidt said each house of the Kansas legislature is responsible for the expulsion or censure of its own members. Per the Kansas Constitution, he said, Kansas courts are powerless in the matter and lack jurisdiction. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing to list a small minnow-like fish, known as the peppered chub, as an endangered species and designate parts of rivers in Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, and New Mexico as its critical habitat. I'm Rick Everett with your Wednesday Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. The state has passed the grim milestone of 1,000 deaths linked to the coronavirus, and the number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 remains high in the state. Officials reported 29 new deaths on Monday to give the state 1,018 total deaths since the pandemic began. The state also reported 1,941 new cases of the virus to push the total up to 128,407 cases since the pandemic began back in March. The Nebraska State Capitol won't be hosting all of its usual holiday celebrations this year to try and prevent the spread of the virus. The annual tuba and horn concerts normally scheduled in December won't be held this year. The Capitol tree lighting ceremony has been canceled as well. Instead, the Office of the Capitol Commission said it plans to illuminate two large fir trees at the base of the Capitol's outdoor North Plaza. Rick Averett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
COVID-19 has reminded us all of the importance of our health. Community healthcare system has safety precautions in place that mean you don't need to skip needed checkups or wellness visits. Parents, be sure to check with providers to make sure your children's immunizations are up to date and make time for flu shots this fall. It's never been more important to stay healthy. Let community healthcare system protect you and your family. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community healthcare system, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Active COVID numbers, which hit recent record highs locally, fell considerably over the past week, with Marshall County down from 151 to 91, Washington County down from 46 to 22, and Nemahal County down from 218 to 146. COVID-related death counts continue to rise, with Marshall County doubling to 10 over the past week, Washington County at 6, Nemahal County reporting 9 additional deaths over the past week, now at 24. Hospitalizations stand at 8 from Marshall, 3 in Washington, and 5 from Nemahal County. 619 gifts toward local nonprofits in the Frankfort community totaled $52,900 Tuesday during the annual giving day, plus any mail-in contributions. $24,000 in matching funds will be applied, bringing the grand total to well over $75,000, topping last year's number, which was nearly $75,000. The Frankfort Development Trust Grade School Restoration Project topped donations with $6,785, while the Scout Troop and Frankfort Wildcat Boosters each raised more than $5,000. Tops in number of contributions were the Wildcat Boosters with 80 and the School Restoration Project with 48. The leaderboard is posted on the Frankfort Giving Day website. Even as the first high school basketball games are set to tip off later this week, changes already announced, as the Marysville home opener with Hiawatha Thursday has been postponed due to COVID issues in Hiawatha. Hanover announcing the Centralia game next Tuesday, December 8th, will be postponed until the 22nd, with Hanover at Lynn slated for Tuesday, December 8th instead. Fans will not be allowed to attend per Kansas State High School Activities Association rulings last week. KNDY is confirming the Marysville games at Valley Heights Tuesday will be played simultaneously in the grade school and high school gymnasiums. Nemahal County Commissioners will meet in special session Wednesday afternoon, 3 p.m., to discuss the SMARC Emergency Relief Program. James Jimbo Davis, age 67, of Marysville, formerly of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for James Jimbo Davis. Irvin E. Knowles, age 83, of Beatty, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Weary Mortuary in Pawnee City. Interment in the Mission Creek Cemetery, Rural Liberty. Weary Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Irvin Knowles. Betty Peterson, age 87, of Grandview, Missouri, formerly of Holmes City, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service Thursday at 2 at the Holmes Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 1 at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Betty Peterson. Francis Steve Cahaw, age 73, of Table Rock, passed away Saturday. Services Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Quarry Mortuary, Pawnee City. Interment in the Table Rock Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Quarry Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Francis Steve Cahaw. Norma M. Hargrave, age 90, of Randolph, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Friday at 1 at the Randolph Fancy Creek Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 5 at the Anderis Fifely Funeral Home of Riley, in charge of arrangements for Norma Hargrave. William G. Guggenheim III, age 81, of Randolph, passed away Wednesday. A memorial service is planned Friday at 1 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home. Interment in the Fancy Creek Cemetery north of Randolph. Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for William Guggenheim III. Lester Wiese, age 84, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Graveside service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Cemetery at Lynn. Visitation Friday, 7 until 4 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Lester Wiese. Myrtle E. Detmer, age 99, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Myrtle Detmer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, meatloaf, baby bakers, California blend, and sliced peaches. Tomorrow, turkey casserole, rice, French bread, broccoli, fresh fruit, and pudding. KNDY News Time 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A reminder, all locations of United Bank and Trust temporarily operating as drive-through only facilities due to COVID-19. Customers needing additional services can call to make an appointment to meet with a branch representative.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly cloudy with occasional sunshine today, high near 43. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 24. Lingering clouds early on Thursday. An increasing sun, high near 40 degrees. Thursday night, mainly clear, low near 23. Sunny on Friday, high near 48. Friday night, mainly clear, low near 25. We'll continue to see lots of sunshine as we head through our weekend, as high pressure continues to dominate the area this weekend and into early next week. High of 47 on Saturday, mainly sunny. Saturday night, mainly clear, temperatures cool to low near 26. Sunny on Sunday, high near 45. Sunday night, mainly clear, low near 23. Sunny on Monday, high near 48. Monday night, mostly clear, low near 26. High of 55 on Tuesday, lots of sun. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Average high temperature early December, 47. Record high in the state, 70. The average low, 24, and the record low, 1 below 0. Sunrise this morning, 7:29. Sunset this evening, 5:05. 23 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 2nd of December. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Holiday hustle have you short of time? Grab a bite or grab and go at Buy Me Barbecue. Dine-in or carry-out options with the full regular menu, including pulled pork, brisket, ribs, burnt-end, sausage, and their famous sides as well. Buy the plate or buy the pound. Check their daily specials and stock up on frozen meals to go, too. At Buy Me Barbecue in Marysville, open Tuesday through Saturday.
A first for Tom Izzo and NBA training camps open. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. There was a lid on the rim for number 7 Kansas to start its tilt with 20th-ranked Kentucky, going scoreless for more than 6 minutes. Jalen Wilson picked up the pace for the Jayhawks, scoring 21 of his 23 in the second half.
Now Wilson looking to drive, stops, hangs, shoots, and hits. He has taken over this game entirely. It's the Jalen Wilson show in Indy.
On Learfield, IMG, Kansas squeaks out a 65-62 win. 8th-ranked Michigan State coach Tom Izzo said there's no asterisk for his first-ever win at Cameron Indoor Stadium against number 6 Duke. Rocket Watts led them with 20 points.
Rocket trying to make a move. Stops the elbow. Step back two. Oh, my goodness, what a shot.
On Spartans Radio, 75-69 the final. And despite two more positive coronavirus tests, the Steelers and Ravens are still on for today. NBA training camps open Tuesday, and two Golden State Warriors have already tested positive for COVID-19. President of Basketball Operations and General Manager Bob Myers would not disclose who the players are. Portland Trailblazers guard Damian Lillard wants his team to do whatever it takes to win a title this season.
Let's not, you know, be the organization that says, oh, we made the playoffs this many years in a row. We've got a good culture. We've got this, you know. Let's put ourselves out there and you know, try to do whatever we can do to give ourselves a real shot.
The Blazers haven't won a championship since 1977. More NFL, the San Francisco 49ers packed their bags for Arizona after suddenly finding themselves without a home. Head coach Kyle Shanahan.
We'll get there Wednesday night, and then we'll start a Thursday. I mean, since it's a Monday night game, our Thursday we'll just treat like a normal Wednesday. So we should get a normal week of practice.
Santa Clara County, California, put a ban on all contact sports for 3 weeks due to the pandemic. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
If you need a reliable contractor for residential basements, foundations, retaining walls, as well as driveways, patios, and sidewalks, call on Inline Construction. Quality work at reasonable rates. They do ag and commercial work as well, including building and grain pads and commercial approaches for existing buildings. Call Inline Construction today at 562-5525.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. U.S. farmers' sentiment weakened following the November elections. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer fell 16 points from a month earlier to a reading of 167. Although this month's reading was near equal to the pre-pandemic high set back in February, it was 9 points lower than the reading taken just 2 weeks before the 2020 elections. Organizers say the decline resulted from a weakened expectation for the future, as the index of future expectations declined to a reading of 156 in November. That's 30 points below what the October reading was. On the other hand, farmers' perception of current conditions on their farm did improve. The index of current conditions, lifted by the ongoing rally for ag commodity prices, it rose by 9 points from October to November, setting a record high for that index at 187. But farmers have concerns about future regulation impacts on agriculture, potential higher estate taxes, and reduced support for the ethanol industry. Well, speaking of ethanol, Growth Energy yesterday submitted a notice of intent to sue the EPA. The notice is in response to EPA's failure to fulfill its statutory obligation to issue the 2021 renewable volume obligation by November 30th. That's the annual deadline set by the Renewable Fuel Standard. The notice gives EPA 60 days to issue the 2021 RVOs before risking a lawsuit in federal court. Every year, EPA is required to set the RVOs so the biofuel and fossil fuel companies understand their total renewable fueling blending obligation for the following year. Failure to set RVO undermines the RFS and could lead to uncertainty in the market and lower than necessary biofuel blending levels. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network. And folks, as we yesterday started off the new and final month of trading of December, we saw quite a bit of pressure yesterday, especially through the grains and the oil seeds. And once again, we're seeing that here this morning through the overnight session as both corn and wheat starting with some pressure. December corn is currently down 5 3/4 to 409, March to 415 a bushel. That's also down 5 3/4 cents. Chicago, spring, Kansas City wheat all experiencing a slight drop this morning as March Kansas City wheat currently down 1.5 at 537.5, May down the same market 543.5. Soybeans with a double-digit loss already. January beans sharply lower, dropping 18.25 cents to 1143.75. March down 18.5 to 1144.5. Soybean meal also sharply down. December soy meal drops 840 to 385.10, and soy oil down 40 points currently at 3701. Cotton complex also starting a bit lower. March cotton down 54 points at 71.65. Briefly just recapping yesterday's livestock figures and how they finished out. It was a mostly higher finish to the day as both live and feeder cattle finished in the green. December live cattle to $110.62. January feeders up to $141.65. The lean hog complex did finish mostly higher, aside from December lean hogs dropping down to $66.97. Energy markets this morning also a bit lower, including January crude oil down 20 cents to $44.34 per barrel. Unleaded gas is fractionally lower, back down to $1.21 a gallon. Heating oil also slightly down to $1.35, though natural gas, in contrast to that, is slightly higher. January up 3 to $2.91. Slightly higher for the metals as well. December gold is up $6.60 to $18.2070. December silver is up 17 cents to $24.21 an ounce. The three major indices of the stock market, including the S&P, the Dow, and the NASDAQ, all starting their pre-markets slightly lower, and the dollar index up 16 points to 91.45. Sam Speck with your markets through the Mid-America Ag Network.
So you missed Black Black Friday and Cyber Monday? Well, Rusty Act Ford just made those deals even better. In addition to discounts up to $14,000 off every new Ford in stock, to celebrate upcoming 2021, you can buy every new Ford with just $21 down. Get every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more with discounts up to $14,000 off MSRP. Plus, buy with just $21 out of pocket. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. Black Friday deals just got better. Only at Rusty Act Ford. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyActFord.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. Agriculture, of course. Important to many farms is the farm dog and the mouser, the farm cat. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Joining me on the telephone again today is Steve Dale. He's a noted pet expert. He is a certified animal behavior consultant. He speaks at veterinary conferences. He's on the radio. And he is with me today to talk more about farm dogs and farm cats. And this may be way off base, but it occurs to me, in watching how farm dogs were treated as I was growing up, not just on our farm, but on other farms too, that they may not get the same level of medical, veterinarian attention that city dogs get. Am I off on that, or do you think there's some legitimacy to that?
I want to go back 25 or 30 years in time. Farm dogs were then mostly, not fully, but mostly utilitarian. They served a purpose. They had a job. They may have been considered members of the family, but not necessarily. They were almost employees of the family. We didn't have the same exact connection with them that many, even farmers, have today with their farm dogs that sleep inside, not only indoors, but perhaps even on the bed. Also, there's a division. So there may be farm dogs that are working dogs on a farm, and that same farmer has, for his two little girls, a couple of Yorkshire Terriers that are the most spoiled dogs in the world that get dressed up for Halloween and even put on a jacket if they live in Minnesota so the dogs don't get cold. So it's really changing. I know that the value of companion animals to farmers has changed as well. Statistically, on farms, most farmers keep their cats indoors only. Now, it doesn't mean that there aren't barn cats that are working cats that do their jobs very efficiently. But it also means that today farmers are saying, we've got to spay neuter most of these cats. Maybe not all of them, because we want to continue having farm cats, but we don't want to be overrun. We're going to spay neuter most of them. Oh, that cat over there, that cat is clearly sick. I'm going to take that cat to the veterinarian. It's a barn cat. 25 years ago, 30 years ago, unheard of.
Every farm needs a mouser, right?
Or two or three. Absolutely. And they still exist. Those mousers are still around. But today, they may get veterinary care, depending on the farmer and depending on, of course, the ability to pay a veterinarian to do it.
Steve Dale, back after this.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, MetGuard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville. Open daily 8 to 8, Saturday 8 to 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 5.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY. 23 degrees in Marysville this morning. Forecast highs in the middle 40s today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Jalen Wilson scored 21 of his career-high 23 points in the second half and posted his first double-double to help number 7 Kansas get past number 20 Kentucky, 65-62 in the Champions Classic. Wilson grabbed 10 rebounds as the Jayhawks won their second straight since losing to top-ranked Gonzaga in their opener. Ochai Agbaji had 17 points for Kansas. Kentucky was led by Brandon Boston Jr. and David Mintz, who each scored 12. Mintz had a chance to tie it with 5 seconds to go, but his three-pointer was off the mark, and Kansas grabbed the rebound. Left-handed Mike Miner and the Kansas City Royals have finalized an $18 million two-year deal, reuniting the 32-year-old starter with the club that helped him revive his career. Kansas City bringing in the 2019 All-Star to boost a rotation that leaned heavily on unproven youngsters in 2020. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
With the completion of the 2020 football season, the All-TVL teams were announced. The 11-man selections were first-team offense for Centralia, Colton Hazelkamp, Austin Holthouse, Trayton Talley, Devin Feldkamp, Ian Haverkamp, and Tyler Heenan. First-team offense for Valley Heights, Cesar Aguirre, Cade Zedek, Cameron Beardsley, Trenton LeCour, Jake Youngberg, Evan Haynes, and Jackson O'Toole. First-team defense for Centralia, Colton Hazenkamp, Tyler Heenan, Ian Haverkamp, Austin Holthouse, Ethan McNally, and Devin Feldkamp. First-team defense for Valley Heights, Cesar Aguirre, Evan Haynes, Jake Youngberg, Cameron Beardsley, and Jackson O'Toole. Second-team offense for Centralia, Presley Bowers, Kate Olberding, and second-team offense for Valley Heights, Trayton Claycamp, and Caden Parker. Second-team defense for Centralia goes to Jude Conley and Trayden Talley. Second-team defense for Valley Heights, Cade Zedek. The TVL 8-man selections for first-team offense, Isaac Detweiler of Axtell, Frankfurt's Xavier Brandt, Colin Juniman, Jacob Juniman, and Jacob Klipp of Hanover, and Drew Berman of Washington County. First-team defense goes to George Foley of Axtell, Xavier Brandt and Aiden Gerstner of Frankfurt, Hanover's Philip Debley, Jacob Klipp and Colin Juniman, and Nathan Tice of Washington County. Second-team offense, Mitchell Bussing of Axtell, Gavin Cornielson and Aiden Gerstner of Frankfurt, Hanover's Keegan Dimmler and Philip Debley, and Coy Stom of Washington County. Second-team defense, Samuel Gross of Frankfurt, Keegan Dimmler of Hanover, and Washington County's Drew Berman. TVL 8-man honorable mention, Brandon Jones and Kobe Talbot of Axtell, Caden Dollinghouse and Ethan Armstrong of Frankfurt, Blake Koenig and Tyler Bonzer of Hanover, and Trevor Grace of Washington County. Congratulations to all those who were selected to the TVL All-Football Team for 2020.
A bright, sunny day is always welcome this time of year. Unfortunately, it means a chilly night. A closer look today at the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 2nd, the 337th day of the year. Tennis player Monica Seles shares a birthday with NFL standout Aaron Rodgers, and New York's LaGuardia Airport began operations on this day in 1939. A bright gibbous moon lights up the sky tonight, and in the north and central regions of the country, an unobstructed view generally means a serious nip in the air. This time of year, clouds act like a blanket, holding the sun's radiation and warmth generated during the day. A dry continental high pressure zone means a clear sky and a cold night. Old-timers have known it for generations, leaving us with weather proverbs like clear moon, frost soon, and cold is the night when sharks dine bright. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
KNDY.
She knows where to change your shape, where to change your hold. In my hand me down Mercury, ready to roll. She knew that I had to go and hang out, make lots of noise, and lay out late with a boy, make the mistakes that she made, 'cause she knew. First time one.